Hello world, welcome to WFHR's Rapid Support, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic for this August 11th, 2025. I have your host James here. We're joined right now by our friends for Wisconsin Nakusa. We're here with Heather Sayers. Heather, always good to see you.
Thank you, James. Always good to see you.
Appreciate the time. And Joe is with us too. Joe, thanks for being here, man.
Thank you for having us.
Appreciate the time from you guys. And what we're getting together here to talk about today, our main focus is certainly going to be the C&M Circus. We got a real live circus coming to town. That's so cool. That big top alone, I'm excited about.
Yeah.
But before we dive into that, Heather, you had a great note, and I appreciate this. The organization for Nakusa, talking about that, what you guys are up to over there. I know that you have been at the forefront of this, and so I got the right person to talk to when it comes to this. When it comes to the origins of this organization and what that is, can we get into that a little bit and the purpose of it, Heather?
Sure. So, For Nakusa came about when the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce decided that they no longer wanted to or had the manpower to do the Nakusa Hometown Christmas. And there was a few of us that had volunteered, and they're like, hey, would you guys think about taking it over? So myself and Trisha Furkey, who owns Champions Car Wash, decided we were going to create our own nonprofit organization called For Nakusa. And we took over Nakusa Hometown Christmas, and then that developed into Nakusa Walleye Days, Nakusa Easter, and then we do have a free community picnic in the summer called Midwest Fest. So the main focus of our committee is to have all of these events for free for our community. We wanted to bring something back to Nakusa besides the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest, but our events are 100% free. Anybody who comes down, we can walk through, like our Midwest Fest, we had 6 bouncy houses, we had axe throwing, we had batting cages, mini golf. The only thing they had to pay for there would be food if you chose to eat, you know. So our main focus is to make sure that our events are free and involve the entire community, not just Nakusa, but the surrounding communities as well.
I think one of the lessons we've learned over the years in rural towns and small areas is we survive together, the stronger we are together. And I've always appreciated the way the chamber would reach out to other towns outside of Rapids and working with them and everything. And certainly love the work that was done there for many years. And I appreciate what they're doing currently and stuff.
Absolutely.
But with something like this, Heather, I don't know if I'm going to word this the right way, but I kind of dig this better. I kind of like this. I like the idea of true locals and people right there being able to really look out for their area and know what fits their area best when it's planning these projects or these events or anything like that. Nobody's going to lay out like people in the area.
Right.
And that's
right.
The case for anything. It's the same thing with if somebody was trying to plan something in Nakusa for Rapids, I would say the
right.
Same thing.
Yeah.
That I enjoy. And I think my favorite part of this, and I hope the audience is catching this, this didn't take a government bill.
No.
We didn't have to wait 10 years or 7 months or something like that for some decision from high up to come on down. Or people made this happen.
Yeah.
People made
and
this
we
work.
We are so truly blessed. Our committee is founded with 9 board of directors. We have volunteers that come in. We are so blessed that we have such a dedicated committee. They work all the time on making these events happen. We have great sponsors. Can't do anything without our sponsors. You know, Nakusa community has been blessing us with support, as well as Port Edwards and in Wisconsin Rapids as well. So,
and I do want to say journalistically, I don't think there's a town, there's a city in this whole state that gives me more love or nostalgia than Nakusa. I love Nakusa. I should journalistically say I do love the area. And
well,
everything,
we're kind of partial to it. Since
we both have lived
there our entire lives.
It's another thing too when we're talking like with Mike and the Historic Point Boss or any of these kind of things in that area of keeping that area alive and relevant and healthy.
And the great thing about, like, you brought up Historic Point Bass, they actually partner with us for Nakusa Hometown Christmas, and they come and they help us set everything up. And then we do have, like, a little old-time Christmassy night where they come in and they dress up and they participate in that.
You know, and the other part of this, too, that is so impactful and so important, while we can talk about, you know, what's going on right now or the economic impact it makes on a year-to-year basis and some of those things, but I think the biggest part of all of this, we can't really gauge right now. Every one of these events, people are bringing their kids. And they're seeing, and kids are seeing their parents or their guardians or their adults care about their community, put into their community, take time to be at these events and everything. Those brains are sponges. They're picking that up. And for every kid that may move away and go away, you know, and not come back or what have you, there are more and more kids that see that and want to stick around or maybe go to college and come back or whatever the case might be. But at the very least, caring about their hometown, caring about their roots, the creation of that, it's not something we can just, you know, there's no textbook for that. There's no, you know, hey, did you take, you know, loving your hometown class? Did you, it doesn't really work like that. This kind of incorporates that, that really gets it into kids. And I love that. I think that's awesome.
Yeah, those always, you remember when. You remember when we did this when we were in high school, or, you know, Joe and I are always like reminiscing about things. And that's why this is so near and dear to our hearts.
I went to school 1 year in Nakusa, and I have plenty of memories from it, you know, and it's just, it's so fun. Humpke, I went to Humpke for a year. Yeah. And it's just one of those things that it's when it's positive memories and or memories with like relatives, adults, things like that, they're stuff that stay with you.
Yes, absolutely.
Let's create some memories. Let's make some new ones here with this circus coming to town, Heather. There's a lot of fun involved with this. Where do we begin? It's a circus. It's amazing. There's so much to talk about.
I don't know.
Where would you begin, Joe?
Yeah.
Put you on the spot.
I would begin with, well, this is one of the things we're proud to bring to the community. We're looking for anything that gets anyone involved and has fun things for the family to do. And it was great to see them actually approach us to say, hey, we see you guys do all this stuff. Would you be willing to be a sponsor to bring us into town? Anything that makes our neighbors or anyone from the area laugh, smile, whatever, makes us all happy.
Yeah, right. Well said. And that's, I was going to ask off air. I was just curious how this works. Like if they reached out to you, you reach out to them. That's interesting.
They reached out to us and they said, well, would Fort Nakusa like to sponsor the circus? And I said, well, how much does that cost? Because we are a nonprofit, know, and the thing is it costs us about $290 to have them come to town, but they are going to be our biggest fundraiser for the year to make sure that we keep all of our other events free. So a percentage of all the ticket sales comes back to Fort Nakusa so that we can incorporate all of those funds into our other four events.
Well, and while I don't take $1 lightly for any of our nonprofits or anything like that, that's a pretty good deal, I think. I mean, that's just going off of some of the stuff that I've seen and, you know, and what we do here and all those things like when you're looking at these events, I imagine, one of the harder things is, can we finish in the black with this? Can we finish? Can we, you know, that's one of those ones where I would say that it's not too hard, not too much you're asking of the event.
And it's always nice to have that starting base the next year instead of always having to start over, you know, and feeling the stress and the pressure of like, oh, how are we going to put on Nakusa Wild Days if we don't have anything in the budget for it, you know? So this will help us do that.
And that's something to keep in mind with these events, everybody. Not only attending them because they're fun and interesting and all that, and you know, you're going to run into people that you may not see all the time or something, but they more than not, it's a domino effect of if I go to this event and put into it, that helps the next event and so on and so on. Mm-hmm. And keeping that in mind with attending these events, and that's all the more reason to do so. And it's a circus. How often do those come to town anymore? We don't get this.
I can't even remember the last time we had one.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. And it's a bona fide circus. Like, that we're talking a real circus here.
Lions and tigers.
Oh my gosh. Oh my.
But not bears.
We got enough of those around here. So when is this kicking off? What are the details for this one?
Joe, why don't you go ahead and take that over?
So it'll be this Saturday is the start. And it actually starts at 9:30 in the morning. They come in, they start setting up the tent, and that's open to the public that anyone can come down to our park, Riverside Park in the city of Nakusa. Right on Prospect Avenue, and they can come down, they can watch it. They make it a big spectacle to watch, you know, raise the tent. It's actually quite amazing to see them raise one of those big tents.
Yeah.
So 9:30 is when we can start with that. I honestly don't know how long it takes. That's that's free to come to. There is parking right there. Otherwise, there's many of the streets right around there we can park on too, just like everyone's used to for the Nakusa Giant Pumpkin Fest. Mm. And then after they get up there, it kind of slows down a little bit till 1 p.m., at 1 p.m. is when they open their midway. So they open up the area for people to come. I know they have pony rides scheduled or available, I should say. They have face painting, bounce houses, concessions, all the kind of fun things you would expect to see at a circus.
Mm-hmm. There are some really cool things about this one in particular. They got a real big top they're bringing.
Yes.
That's really interesting.
Yes.
And one of the things that they note about the one of the selling points of their circus in particular is when you're seeing shows, no seat is further than 40 feet away from the ring, so you don't have to worry about missing anything. Mm-hmm. There's not a bad seat in the house kind of thing.
Right.
I love that they think about that. I love that they incorporate that as part of this. And bringing this back is such a fun part of this, too. You can get tickets for that. And that I wanted to make sure to mention the Beaver's Dime Store, Rome Outdoors, Nakusa Library, Charles and Joanne Lester Library, and Nakusa BP. You can pick up tickets in any of those or going to cmcircus.com. We'll get more of that information out, not only in this, but throughout the week here.
And if you order and if you get your tickets in advance, they're at a discounted rate. So if you get them now, they're like $8 for children and seniors and $13 for adults. And I believe they're like $16 at the gate or something like that. I don't have that price right off the top of my head. But it's important to at least go online or visit those businesses that you mentioned to get your tickets early.
With the event, too, they got a 90-minute family-friendly show featuring big cats, tightrope, aerialists, a dog, dogs, foot juggling. That's interesting.
That's a cool one.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see that one.
Yeah, that one's got my interest. Daredevils and so much more. I would say that there's so many of these kind of things that we... You know, nowadays you want to see something, you look it up online. It's pretty simple. This is one of those events that, I encourage you to go ahead and go to their website, check out some of the cool things that they're doing over there, cmcircus.com again. But you got to experience it. You got to be there and feel it and be in the atmosphere to really get the full weight of all of this, especially with the tightrope stuff and some of those things. I would say that this area has a real love of circus. Wisconsin in general has a real love of circuses. We got the Circus Museum and Baraboo and some of those things. This is a perfect event to bring to the area. But I do want to say, even if you've never been to a circus, and I feel I was trying to put my words together for that because I'm like, wow, there are probably generations out there that haven't even been to a circus. It's so weird for me to think of that, but this is your event.
Yeah.
You got to check this one out.
Excited.
Was there anything else you guys wanted to make sure to mention about the event itself?
Just to make sure you get your tickets in advance. I mean, if you want to save a couple of pennies, we still get a great percentage of that for our fundraiser, but you know, get your tickets in advance. Make sure you have your ticket because I know they go rather quickly. My understanding is they're getting sold out pretty fast. So get them now.
Yeah. And again, you can get those tickers at Beaver's Dime Store, Rome Outdoors, Nakusa Library, and Nakusa BP. Or you can get your tickets online, cm-circus.square.site. You can check that out. And I just tested this, threw it into the search engine, and it all popped up for me.
Awesome.
So you throw it in there, and it'll pop right up the first thing. So you should be able to find it that way. And Heather, as far as the organization for Nakusa, if people would like to know more about that or be a part of things or just volunteer, just help out. Hey, you got a set of hands, put me to work.
Oh, we would love volunteers. Our events, we can definitely use more volunteers. In order to find out more about For Nakusa, you can look at our website, www.fornakusa.org, or follow us on Facebook as well.
Mm-hmm. Can't thank you guys enough, not only for the time and put up with my silly questions, but for everything you're putting into the community and putting into our area. You're making a huge impact. Everybody at Fort Nakusa, please say hi to them for me. Looking forward to this one. Going to try to get down there. I haven't seen the circus long enough. I got to see what this foot juggling is.
I'm excited.
Again, you can go to cmcircus.com to find out more and check out a preview. And as Heather was talking about, be sure to go to Facebook and sign up for all of that and keep up to date on all they're doing. Thanks again for the time.
Thank you, James.
You're welcome.
And thank you, everybody, for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.